Hello, and welcome to the Advanced Certification Program for Functional Medicine. My name is Dr. Diane.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Miles, and in this video, we're going to talk about the why is it important to learn about functional medicine, both on the scale of medicine as a whole and the issues that we're facing in the world in medicine today, as well as personally, how we see people transform through functional medicine, and what is your own why, your own reason for having gotten into medicine in the first place? And the intention behind this video is so that you have something to come back to, your underlying motivation that's going to keep you engaging in this course material, engaging in learning more about functional medicine, because it's going to take time, it's going to take energy, it's going to take effort. Whether you're new or you've been doing functional medicine a while, this is deep. You can go really deep. And the deeper you go, the more you engage, the more you'll get out of this course. So this video is intended to help you to understand why this is needed right now, why you're doing what you're doing, and a little bit about us and how we'll share our stories so that you can trust and feel good in learning from us through this course.
So, in order to answer the question of why functional medicine, let's talk a little bit about some statistics. So, the CDC, for example, says that 6 out of 10 Americans have one chronic disease, and 4 out of 10 Americans have two or more. So, we know chronic disease is on the rise. We see the obesity statistics, and they are dramatically worsening every year. It's estimated that 75% of doctor's visits are for chronic disease. And these diseases are largely just managed with medications. And unfortunately, these medications are not even working all that well because the number of people with chronic disease continues to get higher and higher and higher. So, in this course, in the learning of functional medicine, you're going to get the opportunity to really understand from a research-based root cause perspective how to begin to work with chronic disease in a way where we're actually reversing it and not just treating symptoms. This is why it's so needed right now because of these statistics on the chronic disease epidemic, and we're so thrilled to be teaching you this information.
And because this is so important right now in medicine, which I want to be clear, medicine is fantastic, especially at dealing with acute issues. There are certain areas in chronic disease that just are getting managed. So, for example, we had a patient come in, I'm going to call her Susan, and she had fibromyalgia as a diagnosis. She also was overweight. She also had depression. She was also having such severe endometriosis that she was getting injections to induce a no cycle, induce menopause essentially. And she was on five medications when she came in to see us. And within 6 months' time of working on some very specific lab testing for root causes to find that she was dealing with mold toxin illness, she had some gut dysfunction. We did some dietary change, some lifestyle change. We introduced some supplements. Within 6 months, she had gotten off of five medications. She was no longer in pain. She felt like, and she was taking oxycodone for pain. So it was severe when she came in. So not only was she not taking that anymore, she wasn't in pain. She had lost over 30 pounds. She felt like her life had transformed in a way that she did not know was possible. And she learned tools that she felt like after that 6 months she could take and empower herself to not slip back into the severe, and she was just in her 20s too. So she felt like before coming in to see us that life was miserable and just going to get worse as she went into her 30s and 40s. And after a 6 month process, she had transformed to see the light of that not only can life be better, but that she knows how to make her life and health better. And it's a stories like that that really touch deep into my heart, into our hearts, that when we're able to do things that a person has been really almost become hopeless at what they've been presented with from the conventional medical approach. Like they've been able to manage their pain a little bit with drugs, able to manage her endometriosis a little bit with these injections, but it was not fulfilling. She was still depressed. She was still having strong issues of feeling like her life is never going to really be worth living. And to see a person like that transform to feel that not only is life worth living, but that she knows how to live life to its fullest now. That kind of profound transformation for me, for us in the clinic, can really inspire us to want to learn more, want to research more, want to take courses like this, want to go deeper into the functional medicine materials. And that's part of our why for why we're here teaching this to other clinicians, is we feel this is so powerful. This functional medicine, this way of doing medicine can transform people's lives and take them from a place of hopelessness to a place of empowerment and transformation. And we want that for you to be able to see that in your clinic on a regular basis as well.
So this particular story is a really great example of the power of functional medicine. And we want to make sure that we are speaking clearly here that in no way are we saying that conventional medicine is bad, right? I want to make sure this is very clear that conventional medicine has so many gifts and there's so many things it does so well. Acute care is like, it's just amazing what conventional medicine can do and has done for the world. So what we're really saying here with this discussion is that there are shortcomings of every different type of medicine. And one of the shortcomings that these statistics that we're sharing with you, one of the shortcomings we've seen with conventional medicine is really in reversing of these chronic diseases. And that's what makes functional medicine shine. So I want to ask you to ask yourself to take a moment to reorient to the moment you decided to go into medicine. And ask yourself if you remember what got you into medicine in the first place. So for many people, this could be rooted in wanting to deeply serve and improve people's lives. Some people have gotten into medicine because of a problem with the health in themselves, or with a family member or other loved person. Whatever it is, it's important to tune back to this because this is in part your why. And as Dr. Miles mentioned at the beginning of this video, your why is really going to serve as motivation for when you go through the material, if it's feeling like there's a lot to learn and there's a lot to commit to, when we continually come back to the why of wanting to change people's lives, of maybe wanting nobody to suffer in the way that somebody else in our life did, that why is going to serve you as reminders to continue to keep going, even if it gets challenging.
The landscape of medicine has transformed over the past 100 years. In the early 1900s, the top three causes of death were typhoid, tuberculosis, and pneumonia. Conventional medicine was built around being able to see someone who had an infectious disease and very quickly give an antibiotic that's life-saving. And that transformed the face of what disease is, because people are now living longer and they're not dying from these infectious diseases as frequently, which means that now the issues that are coming into the clinic have changed. And the model of seeing someone for a few minutes and prescribing a drug does help manage symptoms for chronic illness, but doesn't reverse the root, which means that we do see autoimmunity on the rise. We do see diabetes on the rise. We do see obesity on the rise. We see these chronic illnesses taking over. And it costs the medical system so much, $14,000 per year per person with type 2 diabetes to manage it, not reverse it, just to manage it. And then the complications become more expensive later. And this could bankrupt the economy at some point if we don't transform the face of medicine. And so, is it worth it for you to put in the effort to learn a different way to practice medicine? Because it's not easy. Often it's outside of insurance, and it's a whole business as well as doing this clinical work in a different way. And that's a lot to take on. But if you feel passionate about getting results in a different way and helping with this chronic disease that's at epidemic proportions today, that's threatening our economy, threatening our health and happiness as a people, that if you really want to do this, that it's well worth a lot of time, energy, and effort. I'm very happy that, I'm in this role. And we see doctors, suicide rates increasing, people who are completely disgruntled with the fact that they have an 8 to 12 minute visit and that they have to write a script or they get a talking to. And so it's not easy, but it's so fulfilling, so deeply fulfilling to see these stories of profound transformation, to be able to do something for people that really gets to the root cause instead of just managing the symptoms. So is it worth it? It's worth you taking an honest stock and assessment on it, because we're not going to tell you that it's going to be easy. We are going to do our best to present the material in a step-by-step fashion, as straightforward as we can, to make it as clinically applicable to apply right into your clinical practice. We're going to do our absolute best to do that and give you the step-by-step roadmap. We're going to give you opportunities to submit cases, to submit questions, to submit labs. And the more you engage with this process, the more you're going to learn. So be sure to look inside and take stock. If you're able to get these better results and practice in this different way, is it worth it to you to put in the time, energy, and effort to engage with this material fully? And that's going to help you to stay going through the material, because there's a lot of it. Stay going through the material and apply it into your clinic and see the results come from your patients transforming their lives and thanking you from their home.
Of this module is really to set you up for success. So the reason we're having this conversation is because a lot of times we see people, they're so excited about the new information right out of the gate. And we want you to be able to take this all of the way to learn this information thoroughly, because the more you invest in this information, the more you will be able to get better results in your clients and deeply transform people's lives. So in moments where weeks are busier and there's less time, we're going to teach you how to develop systems throughout this course that you can use on your own life as well as your client's life for self-managing time and for motivating yourself during challenge. But we want to start right now with this kind of conversation. So we're really going into this course with the right attitude around, yes, there are going to be times where you might have to make sacrifices to get this done. But when we remember why we're doing it, we remember that getting people off many medications, seeing depression go away, seeing fibromyalgia going away, seeing autoimmune disease going away, seeing these diseases go away that people have been told they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives is so incredible. And I believe for most of you, you're going to very quickly orient to the fact that it's worth it. We also see that with doing this type of medicine, that when we get people results, when they've seen a dozen other practitioners who've basically put them on a bunch of medications, told them that they have to live with it, and then we basically are able to transform their lives, these kind of results are what make people talk about us. And these days, our number one revenue from a marketing standpoint is really from referrals. It's not from advertising. It's not from all these other things. We do those things and they're valuable. But the number one way our clinic actually brings new people in is through referrals. And they're the best clients because they're already primed and ready and built up, and they know what they're going to get out of the magic of working with us. And that's what happens when we change people's lives in this deep and profound way. They'll talk about us, they'll talk about you, we're going to teach you how. And so not only is this a functional medicine course, by really teaching you how to make these transformative results with people, we are really helping you get better results, which leads to more referrals and better, more sustainable business.
So I want to talk just a little bit about us and our history so that you feel confident learning from us, because that is important. You may or may not have heard a lot of our material before, or know where we come from ourselves and what we've done in the world. And we're really passionate about researching things related to functional medicine and bringing that research forward. Applying it in the clinic, seeing how it works, and then bringing it to other practitioners, what works, what doesn't work, what the research says. And so we've co-authored a book. We've been nationally speaking for many years at conferences. We have been featured on Dr. Nandy, a national television show about irritable bowel syndrome, and another one on mindfulness. And there several other things, Functional Forum, we've been featured there. And so I don't want you to think we just threw this program together without, gaining some traction in the functional medicine space. We've given webinars, podcasts for some big names, and really feel that we're passionate. We're so passionate about sharing this because we both come from personal struggles, personal health struggles. We both struggled with chronic health issues. I struggled with a fatigue issue that led me to finally figure out, only from functional medicine, the conventional wasn't telling me answers, but I figured out through functional medicine testing that I had a thyroid issue, some gut issues, a mold issue, and some Lyme co-infections. And so resolving those issues has made a huge, an autoimmune issue, resolving those issues has made a huge difference in my own personal life. And I want to share that with people, help them to do it. I want to share that even more so with practitioners, that impact that we can have if we're able to help you to help so many other people is really, really profound. For me, feeling like I'm making a difference in the world and in the medical system.
And another thing we found when we were initially inspired to build this was that no matter where people's backgrounds come from, whether it's a medical doctor, whether it's a health coach, whether it's any sort of education in between, as much as a formalized institutional school can be phenomenal and give us these great baselines, these types of schools and education are not keeping up with the research. There's just no way to, like, in an educational, a formal educational type of system, bring in new information all of the time. It's just not sustainable for those types of educational models. And because of this, people are graduating. We graduated with this sense of like this great background, but then we were realizing that there was a lot of loopholes and things that would come up in practice that our education systems, as well as wonderful as they were, just did not prepare us for them. So that was the initial impulse in creating this particular program. We are now, this is now the third time we have redone this program. We continually redo the program and update it with new information as it comes out. And part of the impulse for doing this was realizing that there were so many doctors, so many clinicians of all sorts that simply did not have the time in their practice to go into research and read a lot of studies and put together this information. So we're both passionate about research. So very early on in our practice, we've both been doing various things for over a decade at this point. And very early on in our practice, we realized that, wow, we are passionate about this research that a lot of other people don't have time for. And so a lot of this was built upon wanting to support you as a clinician to stay up to date with recent research, with recent treatment strategies, with reversing disease without having to spend the hundreds and possibly even thousands of hours at this point that Dr. Miles and I had put into research. And we do this Every week, we're going to research every single week. So that's kind of how this got created. My own personal story also had some chronic fatigue, but I had a lot of pain, fibromyalgia, and a lot of dissociation issues. I had Lyme and a lot of other chronic hidden illnesses. And just like Dr. Miles, it really took functional medicine to completely turn my life and my health around.
So thank you so much for watching this video and taking the time. Know that you can come back to it if you need to get inspired to keep moving forward. We know life can get in the way. We know stuff can get tough. You can get busy. You might let this slide for a little while. That's normal. That's natural. Know this video is here for you to come back to get re-inspired, re-motivated, and re-engaged and committed to engaging with this material. We want to hear from you. Cases, labs, we want to hear questions. We want to engage with you in our live webinars. And if you can't make the live webinars, you can submit the cases and watch the recordings. The more you do that, the more you're going to get out of this material, and the more we're going to feel satisfied that people are engaging with the material and really utilizing it and gaining value from it. We believe it has so much value for those who engage. So know that you can come back to this, recommit, re-get motivated, re-engage with the material if you feel like you are waning a little bit in the future. And we hope that you'll really, in the next videos, take to heart some of the strategies to get the most out of this course, like scheduling times to watch the videos and really taking to heart putting notes down when you have a tough case or taking lab results that you want to have protocols developed for and sending them in to us. So we really hope that you take the time and energy to do that. We know your time is very valuable. We respect your time as well as we know that you are doing really good work in the world, and we really appreciate what you're doing. And we want to be of assistance as best we can and serve and support you throughout this process. So thank you for watching. Please get in touch with your questions, cases, and we look forward to engaging.